Good day. This is the final day of Self-Reflection Challenge, day 14. Yes, this is the wonderful confidence coach, David Garrison. I am here with you all on our final day of the Self-Reflection Challenge. This is an honor to be here with you all. Well, when we reverse that, you all being here with me going through this challenge. It's such awesome to have you taking advantage of this opportunity to see and reflect on yourself. Yes. And so with our final challenge, which is day 14. Ooh, I feel like a mother watching their children or child graduate from college. Yes. I'm so silly, guys, but on a serious note, write down any and everything going on in your head and take a moment to focus on everything that you're thinking at this moment. Have you noticed any changes over the last 2 weeks? Did you discover anything about yourself? Write down your observation. Write down your observation. And once you write down all these things, you can reflect on yourself. What areas that you need improve, what areas you thought you need improved, what areas that you're like, wow, I didn't even much know that, you know, this is how I am. So this time, this day, take an opportunity just to reflect on yourself, reflect and get to know yourself for who you are. Discover yourself, discover your inner self, discover, because all this was going on, what you learned over the 2 weeks about yourself will help you to become the person you need to be for tomorrow. It will help you discover who you need to be for tomorrow. Yes, so with that being said, I would like to take this opportunity to thank you all for participating in the Self-Reflection Challenge. I hope that this helped you to find the areas you need to grow in, find the areas that you are succeed in, but you didn't know, so that you can have that confidence to become the successful woman that you need to be in your life, so you can live abundantly. Yes, you deserve to live abundantly. You deserve all the good things that's coming to you. You deserve that. You deserve it. You deserve to live a happy life. You deserve to love yourself. You deserve to improve in every areas in your life. And I claim that for you today. Let me I'll give you an affirmation. I am who the Lord says I am. I am who the Lord says I am. And today, I will walk out this self-reflection challenge and go and be great. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you once again for joining me in the self-reflection challenge. I will have many other challenges for you guys. Stay tuned for all the good stuff. Stay tuned, stay tuned, stay tuned. Remember to follow us on Faith Inspirational Coaching LLC on Facebook. And also we have a wonderful, wonderful group called Confidence for Success. Yes, Confidence for Success. We are here for you, and we want to see you succeed in life. We want to see you go places. Your passion is your purpose. Remember, always stay true to yourself, because that is your best self. God bless, and all is well. Yeah, we are back. We are back with day 13. Yeah. Self-reflection challenge. Yeah, yeah. This is your code, better code, Jimmy Garrison. Yeah, I see me trying to sing a little bit for y'all. Yeah, we rocking it out, y'all. I hope y'all doing well. Thank you for joining me. Day 13, self-reflection challenge. Let me say it again. I am your confidence coach, Demi Garrison. Yes. Let's move this along. Let's rock this out, guys. So for day 13, write down as many things as you can think of that you are grateful for. Man, so this challenge right here, yeah, you should be writing a book. You should be writing a book. There's so many things to be grateful for. Nevertheless, I am grateful for my life, my health, my eyes, my sight, my voice, my touch, my strength, my mind. I am thankful for my team. I am thankful for my support. I am thankful, you all. I am thankful. There's so many things to be thankful for, even when we feel like we're going through something, anything that's going, you know, in your mind, setting things back, you know, just keep focused, you know. If you didn't get that job promotion, if you couldn't get approved for that house, if you didn't get approved for that car, you know, if you didn't get the man of your dreams, you know, keep on having faith in everything you do, but also remember, there's also something to be grateful for. There's always something to be grateful for. The main thing is waking up the next day, having another chance. Yes, we're going to church up in here. yes, that's, I really love day 13 challenge, because we focus on the bad and never really pay attention to the good. And the good are things that we can be grateful for. The good is what we be grateful for. Even though if you don't got that 750 BMW, be happy for your Honda Civic, your 2005 Honda Civic. If you don't have that 2020 BMW 750, be thankful you don't have to catch the bus. Be thankful you don't have to catch public transportation. Yes. Yes, there's so many things we could be thankful for, grateful for. Yes, I could say this, amen, right? So with that being said, y'all, we're going to move on to day 14, our final day. Oh my God, it's almost here, y'all, it's almost here. And we are in our final day. So guess what? I will see you then. Peace. Welcome back. This is your confidence coach, Demi Garrison. Coming back with day 12, self-reflection challenge. Yes. We are in the process of completing the self-reflection challenge. Today is day 12. So, moving along, I hope all is fine, all is well. Thank you for continuing to hang in there with us as we go through this challenge. I pray that this challenge is showing some things about yourself, revealing some things about yourself. Yes, I hope you're doing all that good stuff. So, moving along. Day 12 challenge. When do you feel the most confident? When do you feel the most confident? What contributes to this confidence? Is it how you look, how you feel, where you go, who you're with, what you are doing? Yes, so day 12, self-reflection challenge. When do you feel the most confident? What contributes to this confidence? Is it how you look, how you feel, where you are, who you are with, and what you are doing? So, when do you feel the most confident? So, I can tell you when I feel the most confident. I feel the most confident when I am in my coaching sessions, coaching my clients. And the reason is because I am in a space where I know and I am comfortable of discussing the topics to help them become confident to be successful in life. Meaning, I'm knowing what I'm talking about, right? I'm knowing what I'm talking about since I'm a confidence coach. I know what I'm talking about. I'm an expert in that area. So that is when I feel the most confident. Yes. So when do you feel the most confident? When do you feel the most confidence? We would love to hear when you feel the most confidence. You can follow us on Faith Inspirational Coaching LLC on Facebook. And yes, you can gladly just post up in the page and let us know, when do you feel the most confident? Day 12 self-reflection challenge. I look forward to hearing your response. Yes, we're gonna rock this out. We rocking it out, y'all. We rocking it out. Let's continue to day 13. We got 2 more days, guys. 2 more days. Yes, yes. We is rocking this challenge out. So we're gonna keep on going. All right, now. See y'all in day 13. Welcome back. This is your confidence coach, Demi Garrison, coming back with day 11 self-reflection challenge. Yes, hope all is well with you all. All is good over here. Yes, you're going to continue to walk this self-challenge out. Today is day 11. So far, how have you guys been doing with the challenge, with this 14-day self-reflection challenge? I hope that you are learning new things about yourself, because I am. Yes, I am. So today's challenge, you are to list 5 things that always make you smile, no matter what. List 5 things that always make you smile. I'm pretty sure we have at least 5 things that will make us smile, right? We should. I know for me, what makes me smile is that I have a loving husband. Yes, yes, I have a loving husband. He is so patient with me. And when I go to thinking about him, it makes me smile. Yes, it does. I smile because I have wonderful chances in life. Meaning, I have every day that I wake up, I am blessed with a new opportunity, a new chance to revise myself, yes. And also, what also makes me smile is that knowing that I am motivating and inspiring the next woman who comes behind me. I love when someone says that, Coach Demi, you know, I love when you have your posts, your motivational posts, the inspiration. It helps me, encourage me to do better and go for what my dreams are in life. That what makes me smile. That what makes me smile. And what also makes me smile is my wonderful, wonderful, beautiful, beautiful dog, Hannah. I love Hannah. Yes, I have a pet dog named Hannah. She makes me smile. And I always call her Hannah, Hannah. I just love Hannah. She's so calming. She's alert. And knowing that I'm her human mom and how she loves me, it makes me smile. And last but not least, what makes me smile is the love that I receive from others. Sometimes when I'm, you know, I'm not feeling too fond of something or not, basically, we put it like this, when someone encouraged me to keep going, and, knowing that I have a purpose in life and knowing that I'm here to help others, to keep pushing forward makes me smile. It makes me smile. So that is my day 11 self-reflection challenge, to know my worth. To know my worth. So with that being said, we're going to move along to day 12. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Hello, welcome back to segment 10. I'm so glad to have you back. This is your confidence coach, Demi Garrison, over Faith Inspirational Coaching, presented by Confidence for Success. We are walking out our 14-day self-reflection challenge. Yes, we are. We are walking out our self-reflection challenge today. So, segment 10, what do you consider your greatest accomplishment? Did you hear that, guys? What do you consider your greatest accomplishments? Yes. Go ahead and journal that down and see what you believe is your greatest accomplishment. As for me, even though I had graduated from many educational institutions, even though I had graduated for many, more than once, more than twice, educational institutions, my greatest accomplishment is starting my coaching business. Because to me, in my eyes, I see this as helping people. I love to help people, and that is one of my great accomplishments. Even though I have more in store to continue to help people, my coaching business is my greatest accomplishment. Yes. So with that being said, guys, we're going to move it on to segment 11. I will see you there. Welcome back, segment 9 with your confidence coach, Demi Garrison. Yes, let's keep on pushing. Let's keep on going. Let's keep on going, guys. Let's keep on going with this self-reflection challenge. We are doing the thing. We are exploring and realizing what we
are and who we are. Yes. So in segment 9, we're going to write and talk about what is your biggest regret. How has this regret played a positive role in helping you to become the person that you are now? Yes, let me repeat that. What is your biggest regret? How has this regret played a positive role in helping you to become the person you are now? Now, what is your biggest regret? I know many of us had a big regret in life. And it could have been a grand opportunity to be a part of something. And now we look back like, wow, I could have been here. I could have done that. I could have been at this stage of my life. But don't you forget, we all go through that, right? Myself has actually been through that because of not trusting and having fear. Fear has caused a lot of regrets in my life. I'm gonna be honest. And because of fear, I had missed out on many good opportunities, and I could have been in a different area in my life as when it comes to success. However, because of that regret, I am now stronger to know not to miss out on grand opportunities. I take the opportunities and walk through it as I am afraid. And as a result of that, I have met my achievements. Even though I may have made some mistakes along the way, I am still at a place in my life that I am proud to say that I am. And now that I have experienced that, that encouraged me to be the coach that I am today, the confidence coach that I am today, to push people forward to move in all areas of their life. And don't let people, fear, or any situation that you think should stop you from getting to your success. You know, you have to have a different mind frame when you talk about success. You know, you can't always have that broke man syndrome either. You have to make moves and trust. So that's my advice and that's my tip for you for segment, if I could get it out right, because I want to say day. Well, it is day nine, self-reflection challenge. So with that being said, I hope y'all enjoying this challenge. I hope you're writing it down and to reflect. Keep these reflection challenges around you so you can always go back and review and learn. You know, if you have to switch it up sometime, that's okay. But we're gonna move it along to segment 10, guys. See you there. Welcome back. This is your confidence coach, Demi Garrison. Welcome back. Look at me trying to sing to you all. So, welcome back to our next segment. Our next segment is segment 8. Of course it is. So in this segment, we are going to journal as our day 8 self-reflection challenge. We are going to journal what characteristics that you do not like about yourself or that makes you feel insecure. Let me repeat that. What characteristics you do not like about yourself or make you insecure? This is a very interesting topic, right? Because are you really going to journal that? Most of us know that, right? We know what characteristics we don't like about ourselves and what makes us insecure. So are you gonna journal that? Girl, go right ahead and journal that. Go ahead and write there and journal that. Let me tell you some things. When you find out what you don't like about yourself, then you can work on that. For example, if you don't like to network with people, you don't like to interact, you're not sociable, you know, sometimes that is a reason why people don't like to be social or network with others, because of insecurity. Insecurity about their stuff, because maybe they don't like how they look. Maybe it's their appearance, self-image. Maybe they are intimidated by being in a group of people, because being a group of people, you know, multiple people talk and you don't want to speak because you're not secure about yourself. You don't have the confidence in yourself to feel as though you can make that conversation. Better yet, put it like, you not on their level. So in this perspective, this exercise will help you to write down, acknowledge what you don't like about yourself, you know, and it will also help you to realize, well, I know I don't like to be sociable. I don't like to meet new people because I don't trust easily. But when you don't trust, you got to realize, is me not trusting causing my ripple effect of my success? Because when you don't trust others, or when you don't socialize with others, you do not know who you need to connect with, or who you're going to connect with that can help you to get where you are. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me, sis? So I think this is a great exercise for you to self-reflect in that area of looking at the characteristics that you do not like or make you insecure about yourself. I know fear can be a characteristic of many, because fear is something else. Fear could come from all angles of life, you know, not just the scary movie, just a fear to make a step, a fear to make change. You know, that's all ripple effect of what we got going on in life. But continue working this out, walking this out, writing this out, and you will get the idea what it needs to take to make you that person you need to be, that person that you was born to be. Okay, with that said and done, let's walk on through to segment 9. Welcome back to segment 7 of the self-reflection challenge, day 7. Yes, this is your coach, Demi Garrison. Yes, leading women from fear, anxiety, to self-doubt, to awareness, strength, and confidence is back again for segment 7. So as we are moving along, we are doing great. We are on time, guys. We are on time. Yes. So in segment 7, we are going to journal about underline the reasons for worry. Underline the reasons for worry. If you are worrying about something, write what are you worrying about. Then backdoor that for why are you worrying about it. I can tell you, for me, when I'm worried about something, it's because they do have an ending for what I'm worrying about. For instance, if my husband don't take out the trash, he can wait like 3 days before he take out a big bag of garbage, right? Not to throw you out there, Mr. Garrison, not to throw you out there, but I got to use you as an example. It worries me because the smell. it worries me because the smell. It might be a petty thing to worry about for most of you, but to me, it's not. It's not petty. Or if I know I have a project that is due at a certain time of the day, we're gonna say 5 o'clock, and I am waiting on somebody else to provide something so that I can conclude this project, and they just, it's like 2-3 o'clock and they're supposed to give it to me about 2 days ago, I'm gonna worry because my project is not gonna be completed. Or I will worry for, so those couple of examples probably might be something petty to y'all, but it's something to me. My husband tells me all the time, my worriedness is petty. I don't think any worriedness is petty. It's just that we worry too long about something, right? For instance, we worry if we don't get this promotion, how we look back at ourselves like, what did I do wrong? Anything that I do wrong? We start to worry, is I'm going to be a great fit for this position? Do I have the skills for this position? And then when you keep constantly worrying about this promotion, fear is going to come about it because you're thinking about all the negative what can go wrong. And when it's time for you to get this promotion, you're going to feel like you don't deserve it and you're going to back down from it. And that's what caused you not to be successful. And trust me, I've been through many things like this. And many reasons why I worry is because I fear the bad outcome of it. I don't think about, worry is the negative, right? Worry is never a positive thing for me, in my opinion. If you not worrying about something, it's positive. You can worry a little, but if you prolonging the worry and it's driving you insane and catching you stressed out, we have an issue. So now we have to journal. We need to journal what we worrying about, why we worrying about it, and see if it is important. If it's not important, stop worrying about it. And always put in perspective, worrying won't fix anything. Worrying does not fix anything. You can prepare for anything, but if it doesn't work, come through, worrying does not fix anything. You know, just be like, relax, meditate on it, and let it go. And let it go. That is my advice for you when it comes to underlining the reasons why you worry. So go ahead and journal that and figure that out and reflect if that needs to be adjusted. Okay? Until next time, we will be back. Get ready for segment 8. You doing? Welcome to our next segment of day 6 self-reflection challenge. So before I move forward, I want to know how you guys doing in the challenge. Like, what is going on? Have you seen some things, like, had you like, oh whoa, or even some eyes? Well, everything is going real well. And those who do not know me and who just joining into the challenge, I advise you to go back to day 1, to where it all begins. However, I am your confidence coach, Demi Garrison. Yes, I am. I am your confidence coach, Demi Garrison. And today's challenge, we are talking about what would you tell your 16-year-old self? what would you tell your 16-year-old self? So being said, write a letter to your 16-year-old self. Write a letter to your 16-year-old self. And in that letter, what would you put? What would you put? Things that you're going to go through, things that you overcame. What would you put in that letter to your 16-year-old self? I'll tell you one thing what I'll put in my letter. Well, a few things. I would say that you are stronger than you think you are. You are worthy. You are favored. And don't give up on yourself. And stop being a people's pleaser. Stop being a people's pleaser, because they are not the ones that you have to answer to at the end of the day. It is our Lord, Savior, Jesus Christ that keep us going. And when you have Him inside of you, nothing or no one can keep you from your success. And including, I will write to myself, your mistakes are not failures. Your mistakes are lessons. Keep pushing. Yes, you're going to go through some milestones, but you also going to have achievement and accomplishments. That's what I would tell to my 16-year-old self. I would encourage and motivate my 16-year-old self to keep going. To keep going and keep scrapping and keep pushing. And that's what it is. Yes, that's what it is. So continue rocking out this challenge. For those of you who are going through this challenge, keep on rocking it out. As you go through this challenge, you're going to have revealings of things that you did not know about yourself, things you knew about yourself, but the next step, you got to make an action plan to keep moving, to improve yourself, right? Get to know yourself. So with that being said, we're going to jump right into segment 7. See you guys then. Hello, hello. Welcome back for the 5 challenge. I am so glad that you are back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Y'all remember that Maze song? Welcome back, or I am back. One of them. But yes, so this is your confidence coach, Demi Garrison. Brought to you by Faith Inspirational Coaching. Yes. Confidence for success. Yes, 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 yes. We are back with our day 5 self-reflection challenge. Yes, 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 yes. I hope you guys day been well. I hope that whatever you're going through, that you get through it with God's grace. Because, you know, sometimes it get hard to, you just want to, you know, just bow out, not down, bow out. But now we are God's children and we're going to keep pushing. Even through the midst of the hard times, we're going to keep pushing, because that's what we are. That's what we do. Right? So let's continue on with day 5 self-reflection challenge. I hope the challenge is going well for you all. And I hope that it's giving you some ideas. Well, not ideas, but, well, yeah, an idea of yourself during this challenge. So with that being said, day 5 challenge is, what does support look like to you? What does support look like to you? An example of that is maybe, okay, what is your acceptance of something, well, someone being there for you when you going through what you're going through, that you feel that you need somebody to be there, right? Meaning,
let me get to the meaning of it. Say that you're going through an era in your life where that where you are, you know, you need someone to talk to, support you, and the decisions that you are making, such as it could be something as going to back to school, going back to school, starting your business, moving out of town, starting new ideas and going off that, or even making a change to where you have to leave a situation that is bringing you down. You know, we need support, right? Because sometimes we find, you know, we just need that support. Having someone there for us, no matter what we're going through, even if it's a good celebrating something, celebrating a baby being born, that's a great support, right? Being there for help, well, support for that would be like being there through delivery time, being there, you know, helping that person with someone being there for you, or you being there for someone doing doctor visits, and even some time of babysitting, things like that. And that is, yeah, so those are some great supports for you, right? So that's the idea of support, right? That's the idea of support. So how does support, what does support look like to you? What does support? Support can mean different things for different folks. And most of the time, I guaranteed you that support is being there for someone no matter what. No matter what. That's what support is all about. sometimes people don't agree on certain things, but they'll say, you know, that's your decision. I'm here to support you. You know, that is support. That was support look like. I'll be there for you. When you need someone to talk to, I'll be there for you. If you need a ride somewhere, I'll be there for you. If you want, you know, whatever you need me to do or whatever you need to be for me to be or things like that nature, that is support. And so, yeah, so that was today's challenge and of journaling of what does support look like to you. So we are going to move along with day 6, and I pray that I will see you guys turning in next time. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, y'all. Let's get ready for day 6 challenge.
Good day, good evening, welcome back, and welcome back. May I add, good morning, wherever you are listening, whatever time of the day it is, wherever you're listening, welcome back. This is your confidence coach, Demi Garrison, bringing you back to the next segment of Self-Reflection Day 4 Challenge. Yes, I'm so glad you guys are back. I'm so glad you are back. And just to remind everyone what the self-reflection challenge is all about, it is a 14-day challenge where you have action steps to reflect and journal. Well, reflect by journaling, rather, to see and learn and grow, and actually to reflect on what you've written and what you journaled, so you can figure out where your weaknesses, where your strengths, where your passion, you know, where you're good at, what you love, things like that, you know. at this end of this challenge, the goal is to have you to reflect, as the challenge is, to reflect on yourself. To reflect on yourself so that you know the areas where you are good at, whatever that you love, so that you can know about yourself, know more about yourself. Many of us know ourselves, but how many of us know about ourselves? So, moving along, I love, as I mentioned, I love Led's challenge that we had, when we had to list 10 things you love about yourself. Well, in this challenge, we're going to explain something you know how to do. So, yeah. So, how are we going to rock this out, guys? Easy, right? I'm pretty sure you can do that. Of course you can, because you are a coachette, and that's how we are. We rock things out. So, I'm going to give myself in and tell you what I put down for this challenge. When I put out for this challenge, I showed that I am, well, what I do good at. Explain something to know how to do well. That's the challenge. So, what do Coach Demi know how to do well? I'm a good, from feedback from friends and associates, I would say what I know how to do well is motivate and inspire. I would say that my accomplishments and, well, my goal setting and my accomplishments after my goal settings send people a message that it can be done. I have many people hit me up after I complete a milestone in my life and say, you know what, you inspire me, you motivate me to do this. I'm in school because of you. I finished college because of you. I start this business because of you. And that makes me feel awesome. And I believe that that's what I know how to do well. I'm motivated and inspired. And that's why I am here, to help you all to keep going in your lives and keep pushing and keep doing what you have to do, right? So we're going to continue on and rocking this challenge out, because that's what we're going to do. I'm going to motivate you and inspire you to keep pushing in this 14-day challenge. Yes. So, guys, I hope you are enjoying this challenge so far, because I am. And I am learning a lot of things about myself that I didn't know. And I hope that you are. But in the hints of that, for the better, right? So let's continue rocking this out. Until next time, baby, let's roll on to segment 5. Good evening, good whatever you are. I hope that is all well with you all. This is your confidence coach, Demi Garrison. Yes, welcome back to Confidence for Success podcast. Yes, we are continuing and rolling out the self-reflection challenge. Yes. This segment, we are going to talk about challenge day 3. I love this challenge because it really have you looking back and thinking about self. Thinking about self and how well do you know yourself. You know, I love this challenge and I'm so excited that you are here to join and rocking this out with me. Is such a pleasure to have you here with me rocking this out. So we're going to continue on. So day 3 challenge is to list 10 things you love about yourself.
list 10 things you love about yourself. It sounds easy, right? It sounds really easy. And the thing is, well, the question is, can you really sit down and write 10 good things about yourself? Well, 10 things you love about yourself. Let's be honest now. Can you really sit down and write 10 things you love about yourself? You know, this challenge will have you thinking, let's see. So, okay, so I guess we can start with me, right? So, I'm going to tell you a little bit about myself. As you know, I'm a confidence coach, Demi Garrison, right? Yes. I'm that coach. And when I go and when I thought about this challenge, I was like, what 10 things I love about myself? So, if you can just come off the rip and just put 10 things down that you love about yourself, kudos to you, you know. So when you go ahead on with this challenge and you realize that you have 10 things you love about yourself, girl, go ahead, you are doing great. You have areas that are great, right? So let me continue on because I don't want to keep knocking up. So, like I mentioned about myself, I realized that the 10 things I love about myself is very, you know, had me thinking, well, wow, you know, I really can do certain things. And I found out where my talent is. I found out where my passion is. And I love it, and that would draw me to where I am today as the coach. So let me continue on and name the 10 things I love about myself. So first of all, what I love about myself is that I have a masculine name legally. My first name is Demetrius, right? So I go by Demi because most people don't know how to pronounce my name. They pronounce it with Demetrius and stuff like that. But being said, I love it that when people don't know me, they assume that I'm a male. And be honest with you, that really had advantages as growing up and being in the corporate world, because I always got called for interviews. I always got so many more opportunities than if I feel as though if I put some male, I mean a female, had a feminine name. So I had advantage of getting calls and interviews and opportunities to show myself just because of my name. So I love that about myself. Number two is that even though I believe I have a good heart. I know I have a good heart. I forgive people. However, I know that I used to have the sense where I have growth in the area of accepting myself, and I continue on. When I say I have a good heart, is meaning that I accept you for who you are. I don't do bad by you, even though you might have did bad by me. However, I would mend the friendship or whatever that connected us, and I wish you the best in life. I don't wish harm on nobody. I don't wish bad on nobody. Number three, what I love about myself is that I draw people to me as if they are confining me, if they have certain issues, or even if they want to talk about anything. They come to me and they can speak their mind, they can talk, they can vent, and I'll just sit there and listen.
without judging or giving advice. I think that's the best thing. Unless they ask for advice, I give it to them. Other than that, I just listen. I don't try to tell someone what they should do and what they should not do. I listen. And if they ask for my advice or my opinion, I will say it. And I noticed that a lot of people come to me, and it's been for years. I'm like, why people come to me for the issues and why this and that and what you know, whatever. And I realized somebody said, well, you're very approachable. You have that stigma of, not stigma, but that's not the word I want to use, but you have the aura of confiding, like someone could confide in you and trust you with their words. And number three, what I love about myself is that I'm very passionate to what I do. If I really love something, I'm going in 100. My mind stays focused. Nothing can separate me from it. That's my focus, and I'm going to do it. If I'm going to accomplish something, I'm going to just put it like I'm just a go-getter. Number five, I could say about myself is that I love how I can grow, meaning that I love that no matter what situation I am in or position I am in, I can always overcome it. I grow from it. I'll find a way to grow from it. Number six, I love that I can inspire others, motivate others, and have people look up to me so that they can be great. And number seven, I'm glad that I am a leader. I love that I'm a leader, and people love to follow me. And when they see something good in me, they like to follow me, and they know that I'm heading on a good road. Number eight, when you my friend, we are friends forever. I'm a great friend to you. When you need something, I am there for you. And number nine, I'm a good aunt. My nieces and nephews love me. I love that they love me, and they make me feel so good. I love that I'm a good aunt to them, and I love that they look up to me as a model in our family. And number 10, what I love about myself, even though I face fear, I learned to do it afraid. I learned to pray to let God get me through it instead of praying the fear away. I've learned that by, you know, reading Joyce Myers and listening to some of her words when she said, do it afraid. And I love that I'm getting to where I need to be in life without by doing it afraid. And that will set me where I am successfully. And yeah, so that's my 10 things I love about myself. And I pray that you can find the 10 things that you love about yourself. And we are going to move along to segment 4, self-reflection challenge. And guess what? I will see you guys then. Good afternoon, good day, morning, wherever you are in this wonderful world that God has made. I am back. This is your confidence coach, Demi Garrison. Demi Garrison is bringing you today's challenge, day two challenge. What is day two challenge? So let's get into that right quick. I hope you all are having a great day. I pray that you continue to have a great day. Before I jump into this
Day 2 challenge. Just want to mention that right quick, and I'm so glad that you are here and you are back and you're following us with Day 2's challenge. So, okay, let's get moving. Let's get rolling. What is today's challenge? Okay, so today's challenge question asks, what opportunities, big or small, long-term or short-term, are available to you right now? Explain reason you should take advantage. Let me repeat that. What opportunities, big or small, long-term or short-term, are available to you right now? Explain reasons you should take advantage. So I'm going to give you an example of a small-term opportunity. Say that, I'm going to say for me, a short-term opportunity would be for me to create a webinar for self-confidence. So that's an opportunity for me because it would help my clientele understand in more depth what is self-confidence and what's the expectations of understanding self-confidence. Yes, there are expectations to understand self-confidence because most of us think self-confidence is a certain definition, but it's actually more than what we think. It's what we do and how we do it. So it goes on to say, explain the reason you should take advantage. Well, the reason why I should take advantage of creating this self-webinar, say for instance, is I'm going to create this self-webinar Saturday. All right, better yet, let me back all that up. When, say for instance, one of my clients tells, like, I don't understand what self-confidence is, right? So I have an opportunity to go and create a webinar real quick so that not just her, but other clientele, so other people in the communities can understand that self-confidence is more than what they expect, right? So I'm gonna go ahead and create that webinar. I got a few days to do that. So the advantage of me doing this is to help my clientele grow and understand what self-confidence is and to understand what it means to have self-confidence in order to be successful in life, right? So yeah, that is an example of my small-term goal, opportunity. And I explain why should I take advantage of it. Okay, so with that being said, we're going to jump on in into Day three for self-reflection challenge. Stay tuned and we'll be right back. Good evening. I am back. This is your confidence coach, Demi Garrison. Yes, I am back. Oh, continue on with our conversation. As I mentioned earlier, prior in this segment, we are in our first day of the self-reflection challenge. Yes, we are. We're going to spend the next 14 days reflecting on our thoughts, our habits, how we feel, all that good stuff, right? So we can learn more about ourselves as a person. What makes us happy, what makes us sad, you know, what things we need to overcome, and what things we are good at. So, being said, today's challenge was to think about anything that's crossed your mind today. That's anything that's crossing your mind going with, or you going through in life at this very moment. At that very moment when you're thinking about it, what is going through your mind? Go ahead and journal that
journal that in your notebook that you're going to use throughout the challenge. And make sure that you have spent at least 10 minutes journaling each day for this challenge. Okay, so you're going to need time to have these things written down. And 10 minutes shouldn't be so long. 10 minutes should not be long at all. You can find 10 minutes throughout your day, no matter what. It should be an easy 10 minutes. Even if you have to get it in before you go to bed, get it in before you get that cup of coffee, get it in. But make sure you speak with God first when you do it anytime, you know, in the morning and night, even in the day. So I'm so glad we are joining and having this going on, because many of us need to like do a self-reflection, especially if someone telling you certain things about yourself and you like, nah, that's not me, sis, that's not me. You don't never know, you know, just take a self-reflect and take a check. Like, look at yourself and see if that's really, really, really what it is and what's really going on, right? So that is what we are planning to do. And I am going to help you as your confidence coach, you know, because most of these things we self-reflect, it deals with our self-esteem also. It deals with our, you know, self-doubt. It deals with our confidence. And so this will help us better ourselves. Most of the time, writing helps you to release some things. I know for me, writing helps me a lot. I've been writing since I was a little girl. I remember I wrote my first book when I was a little girl. I was living with my dad and my stepmom. And my stepmom was amazed because I even much made the book out of, what you call that, regular school paper. And I folded it in half. I didn't even drew pictures. I remember it was about a dog, right? And she was like, this is awesome, you know. So I always was a visionary of having my own book. And now that I'm an author and I have accomplished that goal, I'm like, yes. So writing down was a metaphor for me. It helped me, you know, to overcome a lot of things. When I couldn't talk to no one, I wrote. And I also spent a lot of time writing to our Heavenly Father. You know, I love writing letters to Him, to let Him know how I feel. And, you know, I say my prayers sometimes in letters. I write my prayers down. And, you know, I reflect on things that I don't like. I reflect on things that happen. I reflect on things. And when I need to go back to it, I always, you know, look and realize where I come from and realize why I am a certain way. And that also helped me to also put down things like fences. If I have obstacles that I'm facing, I write them down. And, you know, I go back to it and I figure out, well, to get better at this, let me write this down. This is what I can do. So that will help me in the long run, right? So that's why I started this challenge. And how are you feeling today? It could be, you know, you want to go take a walk this evening. You want to go drive around town. You want to go walk your dog. You want to stay home and do virtual schooling with the kids. It's what you want to do at this moment. It's today's challenge. So stay tuned for tomorrow's challenge. And y'all, we are going to rock this out, guys. And we'll be right back. Good afternoon. Better yet, good evening. Good evening, my lovely coaches. Good evening. This is your wonderful confidence coach, Demi Garrison. I am back for another podcast. Yes, I am back. I just want to jump on right quick to say that Faith Inspirational Coaching has started Self-Reflection Challenge. Yes, Self-Reflection Challenge. It has begun today, and it's going to be 14 days of self-reflection. And in this challenge, you are expected at the end to reflect, see the things that you have overcome, achieved, and getting to know about yourself. Indeed, getting to know about yourself. That is the most wonderful thing about this challenge. And so, for moving forward, at the end of this challenge, we're going to have a talk down. Yes, a talk down about the challenge. For those who are involved in the challenge, we're going to have a conversation about how the challenge looked as aspect of what do you know about yourself that you didn't know in the past 14 days? What do you now know about yourself that you didn't know in the past 14 days? Yes, yes. I am so excited about this challenge. And also, not to say, I am also going to start a podcast segment for Do It Afraid. So, you guys, I have been a great follower of Joyce Myers. She has been such a spiritual inspiration to me. She is my mentor. Yes, I claim her as my mentor. I'm learning so many things from Joyce Myers when it's come to life and a spiritual realm with the Lord. She has now have this book called Don't Be Afraid, and also she have a podcast that goes with it. It's so awesome. So I am going to be studying this book, and also at the end of this study, during this study, I am going to share some interesting things that I have learned with you guys, and I'm also excited about doing that. So being said, just stay tuned for this segment of Do It Afraid, inspired by Joyce Myers, and more talk about our 14-day challenge that is coming up. So stay tuned. We will be right back.